Welcome to Talking About You with Estra's radio podcast from Seattle, Washington, USA. When insurance companies, employers, SSDI, or anyone else can keep you the insured's benefits instead of paying out a claim, it's time to stop hurting and start fighting. It's a shame to have to resort to standing up for rights that were promised. Just as women are coming out talking about abuse during our current presidential elections, more individuals will come out and talk about financial abuse suffered at the hands of insurers. Our topic today is concerned with standing up against disability surveillance, which involves more organizations in your community and federally than most injured realize. Once designated as the one these insurers target, these average games individuals cannot contemplate become reality. And unless you educate yourself about these organizations' strengths and weaknesses, their employees will attempt to create a great deal of havoc in your life. 2016 Car Accident Awareness Month brings attention to these topics for those out there surprised that they may be subjected to abusive behaviors by insurance companies, employers, local and state officials, all working to keep benefits you've been promised after a collision. Why do harassment and intimidation tactics work against policyholders? Because you, the insured, have not spoken out about it, or insurance companies block the information from coming out. Have you noticed that there are very few support systems in communities to aid in the recovery of people involved in car accidents? Do you think this is by chance? I challenge you to rethink that thought and ask this question. Who benefits when you are struggling with help? Who wins when you are so desperate to keep a roof over your head, have food, and pay monthly bills? The power these big conglomerates have hurt many a poor folk. The poor in our country make less than $200,000 per year, which includes the majority. You can survive making the average $80,000 white males make, but not many of us fit this bill and make this money, including a lot of white guys. What we don't have in money, we make up for in our numbers. And if we're willing to use them, we can do a lot. Do you stand in the shadows afraid? Do you run at the first sign of trouble? Is life purpose to make life better for you, others, and the future to come? I ask all of these questions only to say the rat maze invented to hold you back is not the only option in life unless you don't look up. Throw off this harmful conditioning and find a new alternative. Yes, there are other choices, and this is to fight. Fight for better conditions for you, the insured. Insured civil rights legislation passed by a new Congress, which is ready to work for our best interests rather than theirs, is what people must vote in this election year. Let's have congressional officials that say they are tired of protecting special interests like the insurance industry and make things right for you, the policyholder. Congress has been passing legislation that hurts Social Security disability recipients for years, bringing Wall Street closer and closer to getting this money placed in the stock market. At least the funds so far they haven't gotten their hands on. Don't believe the lies you hear about Social Security going under. This is true only if Wall Street gets their hands on Social Security funds. Have you noticed these issues are more of a concern with a Republican Congress majority? Why would that be? Insurers' action only work against you if you stand dormant and allow them to take advantage of us all. Policyholders' actions together will far exceed their ability to keep money that should go to you after filing for benefit claims. We are better than this. We as Americans have always had a fighting spirit and are too young of a country to let it die now due to the greed of a few and detriment of those in need of what's been promised. What can you do to become empowered and start the fight? Here are three simple things that will not take up a lot of your time, but are very important. Number one, call Congress right now at 202 224-3121, and an operator will transfer your call to your state congressperson so you can share your car collision experiences and ask your state official to bring insured civil rights legislation to the floor for a vote. Don't let another person be denied benefits only because these companies can. End this by saying enough. The second thing you can do is vote on November 8th. If you don't vote, it only hurts you. Many will rejoice in your inactivity. Boot out those representatives who have ignored your calls for help. You know where they stand, and it's not with you. So do something about it. Don't be complacent. There is much more to do in order for insured civil rights legislation to pass in Congress. Join in on the fight for a better life for injured and disabled simply by voting. And thirdly, when companies harm you in any way, don't go quietly into the night. Scream it from the top of your lungs. And guess what? It will not only be your voice. Believe me, you've got lots of company that's been silent up to this point. And why? One simple reason, in my opinion, fear of retaliation. But retaliation tactics of harassment and intimidation will no longer work because this abuse comes out of the dark and into the light, making the real reason, greed, exposed. The cry from insured suffering will be so loud all over the world. Cheating insured should be a crime. They should not be able to hide behind their money. Remember to call Congress today at 202-224-3121. Don't wait until you could be in for the ride of your life with the insurers. Also, last week's three things to keep in mind are, number one, self-empowerment brings determination to succeed. Number two, recognition of disability surveillance brings the ability for self-protection against being set up as a target. And number three, car accident awareness means learning what can happen while dealing with insurers. In summary, remember to vote on November 8th. If you don't vote, it hurts only you. And number three, when companies harm you in any way, don't go quietly into the night. Scream it from the top of your lungs. Stay safe, well, and determined. Thank you for listening to Talking About You with Estra. Now introducing No Peeps camera covers for smartphones, tablets, and laptops. Do you know who has been spying on you through applications on your devices? Do you know how easy it is to remedy this problem? Purchase a No Peeps cover for your device, place it over the camera lens, and no more spying. Available now on eBay and EstraCarWreckHelp.com for only $7.99 US dollars. Cover your smartphone camera today and end the snooping. Join Talking About You with Estra next Monday at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.